Our next presentation is by Holly Groom. Holly was an epidemiologist at National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases Health Services Research and Evaluation Branch at CDC from 2004 to 2009, and she's presently the research analyst at the Oregon Immunization Program.
Okay, thanks everybody. Good morning. My name is Holly Groom. I'm going to be talking today about disparities in adult influenza vaccination and how vaccine-seeking behavior factors into that. I want to acknowledge my co-authors Pascal Wortley, Allison Kennedy, and Fan Zhang. No disclosures to report. So background information. I think everybody here is well aware that there have been established disparities in influenza coverage among adults for a long time, and there's a lot of literature out there talking about this issue and have looked at different factors and have determined consensus is that these are not explained by demographic differences. And some publications have talked a little bit about differences in attitudes about vaccine behavior, so looking at whether people have what is believed to be a positive attitude about the vaccine safety or effectiveness and whether or not that factors into the disparity, and have found that African Americans do tend to have more negative attitudes about the vaccine. Some exploration has been done about patient initiative and how that drives vaccination. And when I talk about patient initiative, I'll be using the term typically vaccine-seeking behavior to describe what we mean by that. And there's one particular publication that came out in 2005 as a background piece where they used claims data among Medicare beneficiaries to examine medical encounters where influenza vaccine is the only event that occurred. And what they meant to do with that information was they used that as proxy information to determine that meant vaccine-seeking behavior. So if flu vaccine is the only thing that you had that day with your provider, the likelihood is that you were seeking it out. And they looked at differences in those encounters between African-Americans, whites, and Hispanics, and found that African-Americans were significantly less likely to have flu vaccine as the sole purpose of their visit, but they were equally likely to have it as an adjunct or part of a more comprehensive visit. So the conclusion that they made was that vaccine-seeking behavior is an important contributor to the disparities, but they had a couple limitations to their study. They had small samples of African-Americans and this issue of using the medical claims data as proxy for vaccine-seeking behavior. So the objective of our study was to assess self-reported vaccine-seeking behavior by race ethnicity among adults 65 years of age and older, and then to examine the relationship between attitudes toward vaccine-seeking behavior, and then vaccination status. We used NIS data from the adult module in 2007 and used a subset of respondents who were at least 65 years of age, which was about 3,000. And we included the basic demographic variables, gender, poverty level, education level. And then we pulled out a subset of questions, starting with whether or not they had been vaccinated ever, to determine vaccination status. And that second bullet, the question is, did you specifically go to that location just to get the flu vaccine? Obviously only asked of those people who indicated that they had, in fact, been vaccinated. And then the question about whether or not they'd ever been recommended a vaccine by a provider. And then there were a series of four attitude questions. These were asked of everybody, regardless of whether they had been vaccinated or not. And two of those questions looked mostly at vaccine effectiveness, and two were looking at sort of safety issue questions. So we included these all in our analysis. We did a bivariate analysis initially of vaccination status and vaccine seeking by race ethnicity. And then we did a polygamous regression for three outcomes. We didn't use standard regression because we wanted to look at three different outcomes, which were those who were not vaccinated at all, those who were vaccinated and self-reported as being vaccine-seeking, as they reported yes to that question about whether they had sought out the vaccine, and then the third group being those who were vaccinated but said they had not sought out the vaccine. So here's the crude estimates of coverage. Looking at the far left, you have the white respondents. The middle bar represents the African-American respondents, and the far right bar represents Hispanic respondents. And I think the important thing to note is there's sort of a different distribution across the three different groups, but that whites and Hispanics look fairly similar. They have similar percentages of not vaccinated. 31% is the top section, so the lightest bar section of the bar represents those who were not vaccinated. The middle section, those who were vaccinated and seeking it out. And the bottom section represents those who were vaccinated and not seeking out the vaccine. Whites and Hispanics have about 30% who did not receive the vaccine. And then among those who were vaccinated, which is the bottom two segments of the bar, The distribution is about two-thirds were vaccine-seeking to one-third not vaccine-seeking. But you can see that's pretty different than the African-American population, where 45% were not vaccinated. So more people were not vaccinated, but also the ratio of vaccine-seeking to non-vaccine-seeking, it was more about a third were vaccine-seeking to non-vaccine-seeking. I'm sorry, closer to half. I apologize. So then we wanted to look more closely at characteristics of vaccine-seeking. And so in this table, which I realize is very busy, but the column headings are the individual groups, so the white group on the far left, African-Americans in the middle, Hispanics on the far right, and the rows represent the different demographic variables that we looked at. So the important things on the left side of each cell for each one is the N, so the distribution of responses, and the right-hand side of each cell is the percentage who reported vaccine-seeking. So looking at the very top, you can see there were 795 white respondents, of whom 45% reported vaccine-seeking, compared to 25% of African-Americans and 41% of Hispanics. The distribution of respondents across gender was very similar across all three groups, as was the provider recommendation, if they'd ever received a recommendation or not. That distribution was similar. What was not similar was that we had a higher proportion of African-Americans and Hispanics who reported being of lower education level or lower poverty level. But then looking at the vaccine-seeking side of it, you can see that there's a strong pattern of African-Americans being significantly less likely to report vaccine-seeking across all different strata of the different demographic variables we looked at. And of particular importance, you would think, for education level, the lowest education levels, as well as the higher education levels, you continue to see that disparity between African-Americans in comparison to whites or Hispanics. So the second portion of that same table then looks at the attitude questions on the far left. So there are four attitude questions. How effective is the vaccine? If you're not vaccinated, what are the chances of getting the flu? Can you get the flu from the flu shot? And how worried are you about getting sick from the flu shot? And we dichotomized responses so people could offer, there was a range of responses available for each question, and we dichotomized them for the purpose of the analysis. And in each case, the top row, so the top response option represents the positive attitude. So those we characterize as being positive about the vaccine. And the second row represents those we characterize as being negative about the vaccine. And what you can see is, generally, again, the distribution of responses, African-Americans tend to be less positive about the vaccine, so more higher proportion of them tend to be to fall in the second row of the not very effective for the vaccine. So if I walk through an example looking at how effective is the vaccine, you can see that 56% of whites who felt the vaccine was very effective reported the vaccine seeking, compared to 39% of African-Americans who reported that the vaccine was effective report vaccine seeking, compared to 54% of Hispanics. So even when they have a positive attitude about the vaccine, they continue to have a disparity in being less likely to seek out the vaccine. So another way to look at this, and this might be an easier visual to understand the distinction here, but what we did is we took a look at those who responded positively. So those on the left-hand side represent those who believe the vaccine to be effective. On the right-hand side, it's the distribution of responses according to those who believe the vaccine to not be effective. And what you can see is, first of all, the people who believe the vaccine to be effective are more likely to be vaccinated. So you see a lot higher vaccination rates, or lower non-vaccinated rates, I should say, among those who believe the vaccine to be effective. The second thing you can see, though, is that there continues to be a marked disparity. Whether or not they think the vaccine is effective or not effective, you see African Americans being less likely to be vaccinated. And even when they are believing the vaccine to be effective, only about 50% compared to 65% of those whites or Hispanics who believe the vaccine to be effective. So now to get to the outcomes from the Politimus model that we ran, on the left-hand side is the crude rates that I previously shown you. And now you can see on the right-hand side they are adjusted. And they are adjusted for the demographics and included, we ran the model four times, one time for each of the four questions to avoid collinearity. So this model is representing the question of how effective is the vaccine. And you can see that it doesn't change very much from the crude to the adjusted. You continue to see this disparity persist regardless of controlling for these other variables. So in summary, we feel this is consistent with the previous assertion that differences in vaccine seeking is an important contributor to disparities. Lower self-reported vaccine seeking among African Americans with positive attitudes compared to either whites or Hispanics suggests that positive attitude is not sufficient to get vaccinated. So it's not enough of a motivator just to have a positive attitude about the vaccine. And we continue to see also that disparity persist across all educational and poverty strata, which suggests that traditional barriers like access also are not factoring into this issue of vaccine seeking. There have been ideas from a theory of planned behavior called subjective norms and perceived behavioral control, which have been used to describe the complexity of patient initiation or vaccine-seeking behavior, which are basically saying that individuals are very much influenced by their peers and the cultural norms around them, and the people they respect, they will go along with decisions based on those peers around them. And I think that's an important issue to consider here when we talk about whether or not what to motivate vaccine-seeking. The limitations to our study that we had a very low response rate for the NIS adult module in 2007, so results may not be representative. The NIS adult does not validate self-reported data. And then finally, race ethnic groups may have different ideas of interpretations of questions that are asked of them, so that may factor into the results. So in conclusion, persistent disparities in vaccine seeking, even among African Americans with positive attitudes about influenza vaccine, are found here. And while communications and outreach that are focused on correcting misunderstandings about flu are important, they're not sufficient necessarily to get people out there to get vaccine. What we feel is needed is a better understanding of how these ideas of perceived cultural norms might play into the issue and might help to increase vaccine-seeking behavior. And one possible way of doing this would be more qualitative research, looking at what influences people or what motivates people to choose